March 13th, 2018. I call the Kenosha County Planning Development Extension Education Agenda Item Number 1, Certification of Compliance with Wisconsin Open Meetings Law.
Yes, it was published twice, February 28th and March 5th.
Okay, if Bethany wants to go first, she can get
on
to the next agenda item.
I'll be next door if you do need me. I've got horse leadership team tonight. So I just wanted to give you guys a little background on 4-H and how we're doing. So we're about 3/4 through the year for registration. May 1st is our deadline to participate at fair, but kids can enroll 365 days a year in the 4-H online program. So just to date, we have 525 youth. That's actually a higher number than last year. Last year we're sitting at about 430, so we're almost 100 kids above. And then the volunteers are at 106, which is about our average. Just take a guess, what are my top 5 projects in 4-H?
Shooting and archery.
Archery, yes.
Not shooting sports yet?
Not yet, but they are really close behind. Anybody else want to take a stamp top 5?
Horses?
No.
Raising chickens.
Yes, poultry. Yes, is up there. Yes.
Rabbits?
Not yet. They're getting there.
Do they have like camping and stuff like that, or
no? That's not a project.
Well, you have
that's
to start
an activity. That's an event.
Oh.
So, anyways, we have arts and crafts at 172 youth that participate. Photography at 158. Archery 144. Foods and nutrition is 136. And then poultry is 117.
So,
yes, there's a ton of chickens out there.
Chickens.
No, I don't want to raise them. I just want to eat them.
And then I round out the top few with cake decorating, veggies, and then fishing and Legos are tied.
Is you put the shooting club in with the archery or not?
No, they're separate.
Okay.
So the shooting club actually has like 75. So they're getting there.
Double it up this year? Or?
Yeah, last year we had 20. So 20 to 75 is quite huge.
I didn't even know there was one last year. So
right.
It
started at that May ending, so this is officially our first full year. They've had the game warden in, and I think somebody from the Sheriff's Department in for a speech. He's working on, I think, a boat safety and somebody else coming in. A gunsmith is his next speech he's going to get lined up. And then they'll start doing the shooting sports piece. So yeah. And then to go with that, we're getting ready for camps. So in June, we have 2 camps. One is the overnight camp, which is Father's Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at YMCA Camp McLean. That's 3rd grade through 8th graders. They get a chance to visit with friends from around the county, and they do natural science stuff, and we do fishing, and we bring in some of our volunteers. Rocketry, master gardeners come in and teach. And then we have day camp, which is June 20th, which is a one day, which is for kindergarten through 3rd graders. So that's coming up. And then the other thing I'm working on is the YQCA training with Lee. Between the two counties, Racine and Kenosha, it's required for anybody that's in the livestock program. So if you take all of our livestock numbers plus Racine's, it's a little over almost 600, 700 youth that we have to get through. So some of them they do online, but we have 50, I guess, signed up for the end of March for our training. So it'll be a packed house, so stop on by. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. So bouncing back to the future program, Sustainable Kenosha County.
Hello, good evening, everyone. It was just last month that we talked over our year work plans and kind of gave you all a sort of a prospect of what we were going to be working on. So I was hired back at the end of October. A large part of my role is to backfill Amy Griles' previous projects so that she can move on to other things. So tonight I'll be focusing on Sustainable Kenosha County. Sorry, there are no chickens. Next time I do a presentation, I will try and include.
Don't bring that up in Salem Lakes.
Oh, that's an issue, huh? All right, so That's the ticket to the stomach, I guess. So this is probably a very small text for you. The point is, this is highlighting the, as I just mentioned, the sustainability programs of my work plan for my role. Sustainable Kenosha County is an internal team. I'm sure you've all heard about us through Amy's project throughout the years. What is fantastic about this team, we meet quarterly and we develop these newsletters, which are available on our website. And if you like, we can share this PowerPoint with you today, or there's teeny tiny font I can share with you if you want to go right to the website. However, we meet quarterly and we talk about things that are happening in all of the different departments. So it's not just about environmental sustainability, but we're talking about different cultural, economic projects that are happening in the different departments, and giving the opportunity for the team to strengthen as a team, but to learn amongst themselves what's happening in other parts of the county. And rooting relationships, if they have questions, they can reach out and contact these individuals directly and as a starting point. And just knowing what's going on, I think, is a good way to root themselves in Kenosha County as an employer and as just a part of their life. Our next meeting is coming up in a couple weeks. And as I previously mentioned, in February, we've got the Household Hazardous Waste 2019 event coming up on May 4th. And again, I know this is a small font. We could use a really big screen to project. It'd probably be really small. The point I'm trying to get across here is we're having an uptick in visitors. And there was a slight decrease in the total number of visitors from 2018, from 873 to 867, so pretty negligible. But we're having an increase in hazardous waste being dropped off at the event, so that's pretty exciting. That's not going anywhere else. That is being disposed of properly. And then in the smaller section on the bottom left side of the screen, that's looking at poundage, so 112,000 total pounds. This is computers and televisions, primarily. That's a lot of weight. And these are flat screens, 60,000 tubes. So we are talking about heavier old technology. But again, all of this is being disposed of where it should be disposed of. So we've got the flyer here. This is available online, or if you like, I've got a copy. I can make other copies. I know some of you are pretty excited to attend the event. And another big project I've been working on is the Regional Recycle Guide. This has been something that's been in the works since, I think, 2014, but it hasn't had the attention that it's deserved over the last couple of years. So I've been working since about December to make sure that the links are all up to date. Basically, we've got a couple options for residents of Kenosha and Racine County that they can either look up items by their municipality. So if they've, you know, got questions just generally what and where they can dispose of things, or if it gets picked up or there's drop-off hours, there are links through the municipal sites on here. And also there is a recyclable type option, so that individuals, and whether they're from the area or just in the area, they can look up if they've got, you know, batteries, where do I dispose of batteries? If it's not through my municipality, where can I dispose of these items so it's safe? And there's also news. This is something that, you know, changes seasonally. There's Christmas tree disposal information on there. Disruption in January, we had a little bit of change to pick up services because of ice and snow, and we couldn't have our services get to the bins themselves to pick them up. So just letting people know that this is a place where they can come and get some information that's general to the area or specific to their community. So having said all that, we're going to move on to an activity where you can recycle something. So I've got some options for you all, and you could probably want to do all of them because I think they're pretty exciting, but basically you get a new personality for a few minutes, and it's going to be, you know, your name in a new community. Hopefully you don't live in this community. I did try to pick communities that you all didn't live in, which is difficult. And this is good representation here. And then it's just got an activity for you to go on the website, and we're going to have you work with somebody who doesn't have a tablet, so you can, as a team, go on the website and seek out the information and see how it navigates for you. And then afterwards, if you have any feedback for the site to make it function better or things that you think that you would like to see on there, I'm open for that.
That was quick, huh?
You want two, Mark? You're gonna open.
I'm taking one.
All right, so we need to pair up with you guys because we don't have a device.
They said there would be no masks.
I don't think
there's
no
masks.
Oh, you think you should have
a mask?
No.
Get your
mask. I'm kidding. Where am I going?
What about
it? Was
your
extension,
buddy.
Where is it?
Are you ready?
Don't you have to leave?
I'm sorry for picking this up.
Is everybody ready for the site? Kenosha Racine Recycles.
This is the website?
This is the website.org.
I'm just going to throw this in the lake.
Throw it in the curb.
In the lake it goes.
Down the curb.
Based on the zip code. why would that thing have been dumped that you had to put in the landfill that's 4 years?
We don't have sex.
45.
I mean, Apple and Adam,
but that's a place where it can go. So this is to be recycling?
That was one of my great yard wastes.
These are all recycling, so.
Right.
For disposal?
No, we're looking for boxes.
Okay.
Stuff inside of them.
This is good information. So what I was telling them is you scroll to the top of the page.
Yeah.
That's right. We're on top of it.
We were there. And it said, and Paris said that they only take garbage. There's nothing listed about recycling.
Yeah, I need a trick question. And then this one, packing material.
We're farmers, we're just.
Well, this is John's.
This is like.
What day?
Here you.
I can't find that.
Feedback that I am going to make for the site.
One day or something, that's right.
I feel the thing that John's disposal, there's nowhere that's been paid. So I got to sit page through my notes.
You still struggling over there, buddy?
So.
No, I'm looking at a different area.
He's in his own world.
On the curve.
Mike, my mouth.
Which one are you listening for?
The washing machine.
Okay.
Mike, what do you got?
And I don't know what you're saying, but it was like you were doing. But isn't that, and then it's the same old lights restaurant.
But this is, right.
Right, and this is school. So I guess, and then if you're like, what type?
Find your sale.
Right, exactly.
It's a charge.
Is it garbage?
It's delayed.
Your average garbage, or is that hazardous waste?
We're done with yours too.
They're just saying you have to camp, but we got three of them recycled.
Oh.
I hear you're talking about a garbage.
Sorry, what's that on your nose?
Burning garbage.
Sorry, what's that on your nose?
What's that?
That's the quickest, easiest.
Because you know they're all going to burn everything.
Because you know they're all going to burn their.
And now fast, the police and fire department be there, bam.
There's a different.
Participating. I know some of you had a more difficult time finding things. let's hear it. What kind of suggestions do you have for the user of this website, or for me to make it better for the user for this website?
Well, Town of Paris, it's a little unclear what is written under the your local municipal services. It gives the hours that you can drop stuff off. It says, note there's a charge for waste disposal at the landfill. Is that regular waste or is that hazardous waste?
They don't
I don't know.
Hazardous waste.
Well, but then it says, do not bring any banned items. So that makes you think that you have to pay for garbage disposal, but I'm not sure if they actually do because of the whole agreement between Paris and the landfill.
Well, that's good.
And then there's nothing on here if you're allowed to recycle, bring like recycling things to Pheasant Run, like boxes, because we were supposed to have boxes.
Oh yeah, Julia.
Yes, right. Julia has boxes. I mean, can I bring my beer bottles?
Sure.
And my plastic jugs for my milk.
Sure.
Or not, because there's nothing mentioned here about recycling that stuff. My commingables.
Well, country twang, you're saying.
All right, other suggestions?
Works great for me, for us. Mm-hmm. We're golden.
Where did you live?
We lived Bristol. Where else?
And Chicago, but we were in Randall visiting our aging grandmother.
Oh, that's
Franco and Maria, by the way.
But the tires gotta go. You gotta pay for the tires.
Smoke signal.
Open Lakes, they didn't have anything about yard waste, but again, out there, like everyone else, you burn. However, Twin Lakes does have an area where you can drop stuff off. I know they used to. I don't know if they still do, so
okay.
Maybe they shut it down. Only Twin Lakes residents.
Okay, and...
Burn, baby, burn. That's right.
Others?
We had the washing machine. It just was not obvious to me. That this little tiny line that says your local municipal services tucked up here was where I needed to go. You got a huge line to reduce and all these strategies, but for instance, it talks about John's.
Sure.
John's is a municipal, it's a private company.
Right.
So there's, to me, if I was just going here, I'm talking the first time I've ever seen this, it wouldn't be obvious. I'd make those two separate lines or larger. What is, and we have news tucked over here way on the right. What is that related to? What news?
Sure.
So. Clarity on that,
okay.
What that is. And so, I get what you're saying about the local services, but...
You're for Silver Lake?
Yes.
Salem Lakes, if I remember correctly, the...
Oh, I bet John Finch found it, and, you know, it's here.
Like, we're always told, call John's to find out. That's
my point. But if you want a website to work, it's
right.
Got to be obvious to the... You've got to assume somebody doesn't have any knowledge of how this thing works, right?
Sure.
And to your point, this is a great example. It goes out to the bar and cheese. Well, I got to get rid of this thing so I can make room for my new ATV. So I'm going to get rid of this. Where would I go? How would I get there? When I get there, it should be relatively easy, you know,
to navigate.
Sure. Yeah.
So I don't. Strategies are fine. That's nice. But as I clicked on those, it didn't tell me where. For instance, it says reduce. Reduce waste. That's what I want to do. Didn't take me anywhere. It just lists a bunch of stuff that I'm trying to solve the problem I was in. So that was just my experience, okay?
I appreciate that, yeah. So I'll be changing around some of the, maybe just even making it a larger font, you think?
Just the title, Your Local Municipal Services. Maybe you could broaden that a little bit, put some bullet points that'll be underneath it, you know. Waste disposal, appliance pickup, examples of, right? So people say, oh, okay, I would go there.
Okay.
To me, it just didn't make sense.
Well, I'm just looking at this, Your Local Municipal Services page, to make it super easy, because most people don't know if they live in the city of Burlington or the town of Burlington, and you've got to by C and T, and all the addresses.
Yeah.
Personally, I would just list Burlington, and then city, and then Burlington town, and do an alphabetical order by what municipality they live in instead of city
that's a good idea.
And then town. And don't have the addresses listed first. have them all on one page so they don't have to click through pages.
Unfortunately, some of it's formatting. I wish I could do it
right.
alphabetical. It's like when it's input is when it gets in order.
Well, okay.
And then in the address.
Yeah, because they, yeah, okay.
It's similar.
It will let you sort or
right.
Alphabetize, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. I know that would be fantastic. That would be very user friendly.
Is this accurate? So, like, we had textiles and we found somewhere to take them. It was Nike and the North Face or something like that. Now, I've never heard of that. I've heard of, like, donating old shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But is that, I mean, do they take clothing? Where?
Since December, this information is current.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that it wouldn't at some point not be. However, like, the textiles started off being primarily for textile recycling drop boxes, which I'm sure you've seen.
Yeah.
There's the one down at JC or the job center. The job center. And there's also one up in Racine. Or I think, yeah, maybe there's two now in Kenosha. But yeah, specifically for these things. But yes, the DSW, the North Face, per their website since December.
And then I would, if you could scroll back up to the top, I know I said there was nothing, but there are a few things I noticed. Like when you go to what you're trying to get rid of, I
like
see
back
arrow.
To the home page?
No, right where she's at,
where
now,
you're at. Okay.
Menu,
yep.
I see that arrow,
and
I
wanna,
try to click the arrow.
You
want to
click
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were
that's
doing that, too.
My problem was,
yep.
I kept clicking
on
an arrow, and
on the
was
arrow.
Opening up, so
yep.
that's what was front. Now that I just tried it, and it opens up under appliances as an example, you know, once you select recycle type, then it gives me a whole list. So I wouldn't have to necessarily deal with just John's. There are some locations here that are listed that potentially would want to take it
right.
for recycling
right.
purposes. So, yeah, I agree with that. Arrow is the
mm-hmm. deceiving.
I don't know if I can. I think that might be another developer thing. I just kept kicking balls.
So
unless there's some way to put, like, directions, yeah. click over the words versus the.
Or even get. Well, I don't know if I can even do that.
Yeah. Because that threw me off, too.
That's helpful.
So that linking was actually pretty good there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have to fart around and worry about just saving legs. I could find one, hey, I got an old washer. You want to come get it?
Right.
Right? And they may
mm-hmm.
very well want to. And if they don't, but then I do a little bit
burn
of
searching. Burn it,
right? No, I couldn't burn there.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Well, thank you all.
I could throw in the lake.
Thank you all for participating.
It'll sink nicely, don't worry.
Awesome.
Thank you all for participating in that activity. And I know it wasn't super fun for some of you.
That was a blast.
And I'd like to pass it on to my other colleagues who have some updates for you. So remember to save the date that, again, small text, household hazardous waste on May 4th.
And is that here at Case? KCC or where?
The garage. Yep, the public garage.
Mm-hmm. If you have stuff to drop off, come late, not early.
Mm-hmm.
I
should
drop
it up here.
I'll have to look. What's that stuff?
Yeah. What?
Just
get to drop stuff off. I throw it in the lake.
Is there a listing of what they take or?
Why don't you just pass it around?
Do you like this copy?
No.
Or just pass it around.
This little website.
Can you
it's probably off of our
email
website, too.
Can you email a copy to us?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Then we can post it to Facebook and stuff.
Yes, I can.
Is it on the site?
It is not yet on that site. It is on the county site.
Oh, I knew the county site. But it's not on your...
Not yet. No, I was waiting until after. There's an event.
Oh, yeah, some time. It isn't until May. Fair enough.
All set?
All set.
Okay, moving on. UW Extension Educator Program updates.
For Youth and Governance, we had 85 total nominations for Youth and Governance, and we had 18 applications that have been submitted.
18 submitted?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll be having interviews next week, Wednesday and Thursday, March 20th, and I do have copies for everyone. And I know we will be having two youth from different committees to serve on those interviews due to Haley not being able to be here, and Victoria has reapplied.
So who
all? Are you recruited for even the people that aren't in their
No, I
Who all is going to be on the interviews? They're probably the ones that are going to be there for the interviews. Is everyone?
Yep.
The whole group?
No, they're not going to be here.
They are not.
Oh, okay. I can take those back.
Can I keep it? I want to look at it.
Maybe I will go. I haven't
decided.
Depends how good they are.
What? You need two copies still, so, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the key is that you need to be there both nights to do the interviews.
Right,
and Vicki, when are they scheduled?
March 20th and 21st.
So next
Wednesday
and Thursday. Mm-hmm. So if you can be both nights, then any committee member.
Normal,
from 5 to about 7, 7:30.
So I assume they all have like a scheduled time. You need to come in at whatever time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have four slots left that four youth have not solidified a time yet for their interviews, but everyone else has. So I'm just waiting on those last four. For youth as resources, the last grant cycle is, the application is due tomorrow, March 4th, so if you know anyone who is interested, that has to be in tomorrow. And also, the youth for youth as resources are looking at two different community service projects for their spring project. One is helping to make blankets for foster care children, and another one is distributing children's books to laundromats. And also, applications for youth as resources are due April 5th. I have applications if you'd like to take one and pass it around if you know any youth who are interested. I believe there's going to be 5 open board seats for youth as resources. Also, I've been working with Beth on some college prep sessions for Wilson Elementary School. We'll be doing a tour to Gateway and to Carthage College at the end of this month. And for the Kenosha County Career Pathways Program, we have the final draft for that program. Now we're just waiting to have a meeting with Clara and Supervisor Grady just for any final recommendations for that program. And the two pilot schools that we're looking at are Bradford and Wilmot for that. For Building Our Future, I'm still participating with their organization, and I was a part of their January leadership team just highlighting the collaboration that the partnership that is going on with Brass Community School. Also, on February 22nd, we actually had MSOE, they came down to do a zip line challenge with about 75 fifth graders from Brass. The students learned about build of material, designing, building a zip line, and meeting certain performance targets. And they practiced teamwork, looking at a budget and some task and time management. Also facilitated a Pathways to College workshop with the leading ladies at Bradford High School. And there were about, I think, 9 students that participated in that. So that's the update for you for the office.
Vicki, do you have directions for the committee on what you gave them and what they need to do?
Yes. What I gave you was the top sheet, the interview rating form. Please note that it says for returning YIG member, and that is for Victoria. So
let's talk about her while she's
here.
So there is a different scoring form for her.
And we have different questions for them.
Yes. And then there is, I gave you rating forms for the rest of the youth set, and along with their application. So if you could have those read and the written portion completed when you come to the interview, so just because we only have 10 minutes.
We have this done and circled. This you'll do after.
Yeah, because the interviews are 10 minutes and they're back to back.
Okay.
So.
You're going to wear a suit and cardigan? Are you going to wear a suit?
Absolutely.
Ain't your interview, you know. If you want to, then I will.
Ooh, impress.
We should talk to the chair.
It's fairly intimidating for these kids, you know. Right?
And it's quite toasty in that room for 2 and a half
hours. Now, 85, we had 85 nominations, right?
Yeah.
What was last year's, like 100?
I think it was 130.
Yeah. Okay, and then applications, 18 this year, and it was
I think
like
last year
30?
Was 30 or 32.
So what are we doing wrong?
I'm not sure.
What, aren't you kids talking about it? What do we got you in this
committee
for?
Oh, they're talking about it.
Yeah. Apparently not the right.
There were a few youth that wanted to apply, but due to the bus tour, I know like Christian Life, there were a couple of students that wanted to apply, but they couldn't do the bus tour because they have their retreat or their mission trip.
So, what do you mean, C?
I knew that that kicks kids out, that they can't, they won't even apply because they know that they can't do it. I mean, it's valuable. But if they're on a mission trip, they're on a mission trip.
Absolutely. That shouldn't preclude them from, but we're not going to run it twice.
Right. It's a lot of work, but I mean, that's where our numbers, I mean, if I saw that it was on a date that I couldn't make, I would even apply.
You know, rather than set a specific date for the bus tour, right, should we say there will be a bus tour, and if you are selected, then we could talk to all the youth and ask them, maybe give them two dates or something like that.
Ask Vicky if that would be.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking to everybody.
Or is that too hard for you? Is it easier just to give the date? And
I think that's something we can work around, because there were couple that were like, I really wanted to apply, but I just.
And maybe just 1 week. Well, 1 week.
Right.
You know, we're interviewing them now, right? They don't even transition until May.
Right.
I think we could find one day in 2 months where it would work for.
Right.
Now, well, I guess the downside is, of course, we select them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but who's going to be that busy for a month and a half or 2 months?
High schoolers?
No.
Well,
they can find one friggin' day.
Yeah. One possibility could be, and I don't know if the mission dates are for like a 2 week period, but we could do it where maybe it's the 4th, is it Wednesday of June? And then the opposite year then might be the 3rd Wednesday, or, you know, the week before. So it's a different week and keep flip-flopping it, because I think this has been a problem.
Is the mission trip always the same time?
Yeah, that's what I don't know,
yeah,
if it's consistent or not. So, you know, if it was, they were looking at it in a, is it, how many years can they apply for it? Three? Two years. So if they couldn't do it 1 year, maybe they could do it the next year. So that would be a possibility, is just alternate which week it is in June. Because logistically, it is a challenge to get all the youth. They need to know so far out in order to save that date. Yeah. So the odds of getting 14 youth on the same tour at the same time might be tough.
Right.
If it's not pre-planned.
Yes, we got the youths here.
What?
They want to get their opinion on us.
Are you guys like 1 to 10?
I go to a public school, so it personally doesn't impact me or any of the peers that I know. But if it does impact the youth and it affects the numbers that we have, I think it'd be something to consider.
Yeah, I think you should figure out if their mission trip is the same time each year. Because I know, like, our mission trip for, like, my school is always at the same time. And it's usually in the school year, which is why it's weird that it's in the summer. But, yeah, figuring that out would be helpful.
So do you know the ones that wanted to apply, but there was a conflict? Were they going to St. Joe or?
Christian Life.
Oh, Christian Life, okay. So really, it's Christian Life and St. Joe's. Are there any others? Shoreland, maybe? I don't know if Shoreland participates.
We have one Shoreland student who actually did apply.
Oh, good. That's fabulous. They're in.
And I do have a breakdown. We have 3 from Christian Life, 3 from Lakeview, 1 from Shoreland, 4 from Tremper, 6 from Westosha, and 1 from Wilmot.
No Bradford?
No Bradford.
Northside.
Yeah.
They are. The whole song. They just get documentation.
They're nominated by like counselors or other.
So it goes through the counselor. Mm-hmm.
Or other parents, any adult or any form.
Well, nothing from.
Is there an age club we can nominate? I think just that an adult.
I don't even know.
It's surprising.
Or do they call it or
political science class or some sort of government?
No, they're not really. They call it late
portion. Not the portion.
Yeah.
They all talked about it.
I usually send those to my kids, poli sci instructors.
And there's also a K-Tech. Okay, K-Tech.
nutrition programming, including the Kenosha Unified Head Start classrooms, the Bridges Community Center, WIC, both here in Bristol and in the city of Kenosha. We have the PACE program at Indian Hills, Shalom Pantry, Shalom Center, and we're in the following elementary schools: Frank, McKinley, Curtis, Strange, and Roosevelt. One new partnership we're just wrapping up here this week, in fact, or we wrapped up at the Job Center, was a collaborative with the Kenosha County DCFS Families First program. So that program supports families with youth who have a mental health diagnosis. And our goal was to get some of those youth taking the cooking, nutrition classes to increase their agency and self-efficacy. And we had three graduates, and they were pretty excited. Some of the things they learned, I was just observing last night. Two of them said, you know, on what stood out for you was there's way too much fat, sugar, and salt in everything, which is interesting to hear 13-year-olds recognize that and looking at the labels and know that, so we were happy. And one of the girls, what stood out for her is learning knife skills, so how to tuck your fingers in and hold a knife properly. So they did make several recipes, and the kiddos remade those at home for their families. So they're working with their families, and that was just a very positive connection. Anytime we can work with groups like that, it's sort of a win-win. You know, our resources are already here in the county, and they're looking for activities to do for their youth and family. So we love to be able to put those together and hope to do more of those.
So you said you're wrapping that up. Was it like a certain week? You know, how many weeks?
It was six lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So it was every, what day is it today? It was every Tuesday. For 6 weeks, and then they want to do, so they, Families First, the counselors got wind of it, and some of the other kids who were busy, too busy to sign up in the first place, so now that they've heard, they want to run it again, and then apparently that service is out here in the west side of the county, too, so we'll probably be looking at maybe some summer programming for those kids. What else? Upcoming stuff in April, if you want to pop by Shalom Center, April 11th, or the Sharing Center on April 12th, we're doing our regular cooking, some food samples and nutrition education there. Probably best with our populations to give a quick call just as a heads up to the provider, because we do work with vulnerable populations. So anyone that's at a food pantry has received a mental health diagnosis. The schools are probably not as big of a deal if you ever want to pop into schools. Some of the other partners, maybe shelters or things of that nature, we could, you know, totally get people in. We just probably need to go through the right channels and make sure they know there's a visitor coming. So, but you're always welcome. Any food-wise questions?
You say that was April 12th for the Sharing Center?
Yes.
That's a Friday in the daytime.
Yep, and I can shoot you an email with the hours that the educator's going to be there. Okay. All right.
Good
for me.
Are you at all involved with the whole food bank thing?
So, very little.
Is that by choice, or you just weren't asked?
Well, really, it's by grant. It's by the parameters of our grant. So we can only be engaged in certain type of work. We do promote the Safe and Healthy Food Pantry Project, which is a whole toolkit that we really want to promote any food pantry to have, because it's sort of like the, you know, the basics for sanitation, cleanliness, how to break down food, how to store food. Like, we want food pantries to be following this to make sure everybody's safe and healthy. That's the name. But that's probably where, at this stage, we need to not really be involved in any sort of other motion. However, just from my point of view with the food pantry situation in Kenosha, I will say that I believe what's lacking historically is equity in the geographic distribution of food. So one of the biggest challenges our learners, people in poverty, have is transportation. So if you have one food pantry and everybody has to go to that one food pantry,
it's difficult.
So that's all. Did that answer?
Now, do you have any update on the food bank project program? What the heck is it?
It's food bank.
Yeah.
Working with the food pantries. Amy is, and then Mary Menton are the two that are most involved. As far as an update, I know she's been working closely with the four pantries that are involved, and then the food bank that would be tied to that. They're doing together for one of the first times the Stamp Out Hunger, where the mail postal will be collecting it, and so they came together on that project. So that's a good first project to work on together. And then Jim Kupfer over in Public Works is working with the team that's looking at putting a budget together for the food bank. So he's being very helpful to try to get that chunk of the business
and
plan together.
Out west?
The Sharing Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Trevor.
It's
at Trevor, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, there is forward progress, a lot of different organizations involved, and I think the challenge with the food bank is it's more of an intermediary kind of organization that has then the food pantries linked to that, and so there's work at multiple levels to pull all the pieces together, but definitely some really good forward movement that's happening. So I would think Amy would be here next time and can give you a more... Okay, so she can give you more detail then. Yeah, good question.
Okay.
So
did you have anything to add?
Anything
or?
Yeah.
Good?
Okay. Good to go.
Then number four, UW Extension and Director Updates.
All right, so we have finally some movement on the regional horticulture positions. Caitlin Sprague began March 1st. And she's our horticulture program coordinator, which means she will focus solely on supporting the Master Gardener program. However, she will be working across three counties. So Racine, Kenosha, right? I'm in Kenosha, so it's Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. So the first first program that she worked with Master Gardeners on was last Saturday, the Spring into Gardening. Had 208 people participate, and then another 20 volunteers that helped put the event on. So I have to say Jeannie Helinski Christensen worked with the team to get it all planned, and then we stepped in, and Caitlin had a chance to meet a lot of the Master Gardeners at that program, which was good. And then as far as the outreach specialist, I have a verbal acceptance, and I'll send an email out with more of these details next week when I have things finalized. We're looking at an April 15th or May 1st start date. A person would come with a lot of background to be able to just jump right in to the position. And again, that one is serving the three counties as well. So Caitlin is in the Bristol office a couple days a week, serving both Kenosha and Racine County, and then 3 days in Milwaukee County. And then this other educator will be 3 days in Bristol, serving the two county area. It used to be. It's a regional, and so it's still the same FTEs. So there was one in Milwaukee County, one here in Racine and Kenosha together, and just reallocating it to have somebody who really is very focused and has background in working with volunteers and supporting that program. And then somebody that has a more in-depth background on the subject matter. So it's, again, we're piloting it here in the Southeast and seeing how to make it work best and really make the best use of resources. So ultimately, similar FTE to what Jeannie was doing, but we've reoriented it with two positions that are more specialized.
And substantially less than previously with the faculty in each county for horticulture. My perception is that program has taken pretty massive cuts over 4 years.
Yeah, so there was a full-time faculty in Racine and Kenosha, and that did get downsized because of the state budget cuts, basically. So
you said two days.
So Caitlin is
in Racine?
Well, they're based out of here and also serving Racine County. Okay. It was just too much to expect them to have three different offices.
Okay.
So this is their home base.
Gotcha. Okay.
For these two counties and then Milwaukee for the other. So it's still a total of the 5 days split between the two counties, but out of here as their base. And so if any of you have ideas of leads or contacts for renting an apartment in this area, let me know so I can let our candidate know he's coming down this weekend to look for a place to live. That'll make a difference as to how soon he can start. He needs a place to live. Go figure. And then I emailed you the list of events this afternoon of events coming up. Hopefully that delivered. We're switching over on email to the Madison email. So I sent that along with the plan overviews that staff talked about last time. There's one for each of the staff in the attachment. So if you didn't get it, let me know. But I had to set up a new group.
I was going to say I got added to a group.
Oh, you just got added a group, but you didn't receive anything?
Not that I see.
Okay. All right. Well, I will resend it then. So then you'll have
wait,
all those dates.
Oh, wait. You're going to do my other upcoming extension program.
Okay, because it was a group. Okay, so you did get it.
Yes.
Okay. And then the attachment has the overview of the plans that staff put forward. They didn't give you the whole thing, but just kind of the nuts and bolts part of it. And then they will be working on their quarterly reports. That'll be due early April, and then we'll send them for the next meeting. And as far as our office move, we're kind of in a holding pattern, waiting. Last we've heard July, but we haven't seen a whole lot as far as the finalized floor plan and things. So time will tell when we actually move. But we're starting to winnow through things and begin cleaning, so we are ready for that. All right. Any questions or comments?
Where's Jeannie now? Where's she?
Jeannie finished up her interim the end of February. And her and her husband have a landscaping business, so I'm sure she's very busy out in their greenhouse right now. And she also does some substitute teaching, but I haven't heard what exactly she's landed on, what she's decided to do for her next steps.
So is the person that you're working on hiring, are they going to be the one that does like the garden out front with the master gardeners? Or is that still going to be kept up? Or is
we still will. And Jeannie ordered the seeds again for the All-American Selection Garden, and the Master Gardener team will decide if they want to do the competition again or just plant the plant so people can see that. So it's probably going to be, the plants part of it, and the technical part probably will be the outreach specialist doing that, but the coordinating the Master Gardeners to come in and actually do it probably is Caitlin's part.
Okay.
So there's going to be some things, same way like spring into gardening, working with the volunteers to coordinate the event, where the outreach specialist is probably going to be teaching some of
right.
the sessions and doing more of that part of it. So I think what I envision is to take all the programming that's been going on in our two county area, also look at Milwaukee County, and sort out, okay, what's going to continue, what isn't going to continue, which part, who's doing which, and just map all that out so it really makes sense for both the staff as well as the master gardeners. So it, hopefully we'll, and we can share that, how that's all going to work. But so it's a big, it depends on the project and what makes most sense. For example, also the Greenworks program that's at the Southern Wisconsin Center, and they have various groups that have come in that have developmental disabilities. So that Master Gardeners do that project, but the educator's typically more involved. So Caitlin's going to go out tomorrow and observe and make sure they have the supplies they need, but she probably can't be there every Thursday morning to do the program like Jeannie did. But it could be that the outreach specialist comes and looks at the curriculum, see if there's any modifications, things that could be improved, if there's training needed for the volunteers on something technical, that person would do that. So again, item by item, we'll look at to see how best to design it to make it work for this region.
Any other questions?
So hang on, because just on the youth and governance, is that that's got these two. They don't really get an opportunity to necessarily speak to their peers. Unless you got a government class, right? And you didn't have it this year, you had it last year.
Yeah, juniors had it or
something. And so I don't know how to fix that of getting administration of our guidance counselors.
Yeah.
To allow you, maybe you've got a. Or is it incumbent upon us to encourage you guys to just reach out to teachers, okay? Just say, hey, I did this, and I'd encourage you to do so. Just trying to figure out how to improve our participation.
Yeah.
I think they'd be more willing to listen to administration rather than the students, depending on the students, but it is important to have, I think, a voice from the students also talk to their teachers and say,
maybe they come in and introduce it, and then you.
Yeah, something that you're actually interested in.
Not sure, it's not always the easiest to get to the right, but you know, because all the administrators, oh yeah, sure, they'll do it, and they just brush it off.
You know, I wonder what could happen on that May switchover night when the youth that are going out are recognized. They usually come early and we do the evaluation, but we could have some discussion and really look at the recruitment plan and get your input and ideas on it. And then,
and it's not so bad because. Mm-hmm. You know, we got 18 apps, right? What do we have, 14.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not terrible because you don't get a lot of people.
Yeah.
So we're not bad from a good spot, but it's, I know that, you know, for instance, as an example, and not to say that Bradford would, but nobody from there, there's a few other high schools that we didn't get anything from.
Right.
Okay,